This is Bill Baldwin speaking from Treasure Island, California, home of the 12th Naval District, Rear Admiral J.T. Coughlin, Commandant, and headquarters of the 12th Marine District, Colonel B.C. Steinmetz, Commanding Officer. For the next 2 hours, you'll hear a broadcast dedicated to the 200th anniversary of the United States Navy, its actual date, October 1375, the Marines' birthday, November 10, 1975. A tribute to the American Forces radio and television services, known around the world as AFRTS, and a nostalgic reminiscence of Treasure Island, situated in the middle of the beautiful San Francisco Bay, adjoining Yerba Buena Island. Through the cooperation of the USO, United Service Organizations, after the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters, we do the show. 36 years ago, I had the pleasure to participate in the first broadcast of the opening day of the Golden Gate Exposition, February 18, 1939, and I interviewed the first person to step off that ferry boat, the first official customer to that fair. At great expense and through the determination and expertise of tracking down people, Admiral Coughlin, Colonel Steinmetz, and John Jensen of KMPX found that first visitor to the fair, 18th February 1939, and flew him here from his home in Tijuana to San Diego. That is right. You were the first visitor.
See?
And I did interview you on that day.
See?
Now, you came all the way from Tijuana just to be on this show?
See?
By the way, what is your name?
Sai.
Sai?
See?
I noticed there were three people with you, right?
See?
Lovely young lady. Is that your sister?
See?
What's your name?
Sue.
Sue?
See?
What does she do for a living?
So.
So?
See.
I understand your cousin came with you too, right?
See.
And his name?
Saul.
Saul?
See.
He's a big fellow. What's he do for a living?
Saw.
Saw?
See.
Now, I know the other man was your brother, right?
See.
And I hesitate to ask. What's his name?
Jose Manuel Martinez Pasquale Hernandez Juan Lopez Rodriguez Jr.
Junior?
Si.
Well, it's been wonderful seeing you and being with you again. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, let's get the show on the road, huh? I think.
Command Performance USA, requested by you, the men and women of the United States Armed Force throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay, gang, this is Hal Wolf lifting the latch on your favorite swinging door to let you in on what cooks with your favorite entertainers here in the good old stateside. And as usual, all this in answer to your request to Command Performance, Armed Force Radio, Los Angeles, USA. You just heard the typical introduction to a popular show that was heard worldwide during World War II to entertain our troops overseas. Tonight, we have brought back the Command Performance program one more time. We have asked many of the people who were part of the Command Performance to join us here at Treasure Island, California, for this special salute to the United States Navy on its 200th anniversary. Tonight, you'll hear some of your best-loved entertainers of radio, including in alphabetical order, Mel Blanc, Bing Crosby, Sam Edwards, Esther Geddes, Jim Jordan, Tyler McVeigh, Ella Mae Morse, Frank Nelson, Alice Reinhardt, Les Tremaine, Viola Vaughn, Meredith Wilson, Janet Waldo, and Albert White. Our opening guest conductor this evening was the first bandmaster for the Armed Forces Radio in 1942. Ladies and gentlemen, Major Meredith Wilson. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our narrator for tonight's program. For many years, the announcer for the Edgar Bergen Charlie McCarthy Show, Mr. Bill Baldwin.
Thank you.
Hey, Hal. Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Pleasure being here. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In answer to literally thousands of letters and requests asking for the man who did so many command performances during World War II and the man you've demanded return to the airwaves, here's our musical host, Mr. Bing Crosby. For Mr. Crosby.
Someone waits for me.
Well, thank you, Bill, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this special edition of Command Performance as we salute the United States Navy on its 200th anniversary. You know, Bill, when my radio producer said, "I'll see you in the fall," I didn't know he meant the fall of 1975.
Well, it just goes to show, Bing, where you're in demand, you bounce right back.
I know. I know, Bill, but I feel kind of pushy bouncing right back like this, really.
Well, don't be modest, Bing. We can't get enough of you.
Yeah, but it was 30 years ago when I did my last command performance.
Well, that's what we call showmanship. You were here, you were on, you were great, and we grabbed you and got you right back while you're hot.
Well, I still think we should have waited another week.
What, and let you get cold?
You think I would, huh? Well, I just don't want to be cheeky, you know. I hate to be one of those guys that you turn on the radio every 30 years and there he is. You don't want to get in that category at all.
Well, Bing, we got thousands of letters demanding your return.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why'd it take so long to have me back?
It took that long to get that many letters.
Now you can... Tell me, Bill, did you get any letters from Hillsboro?
All of them.
Ah, come on.
Same handwriting, too.
I guess I'll have to be a little more careful in the future. Next time I'll get the kids to write some, I guess.
Pardon?
No, nothing. I was just musing, ruminating.
You know, being at our house, you are our favorite radio personality.
Oh? Did you listen regularly?
Every 30 years.
Every 30 years.
I hear you and Bob Hope and Dorothy Lamour are starring in a new road picture called Road to Tomorrow.
Well, actually, Dottie and I carry this epic. Mm-hmm. Hope's our gopher, you know. He goes for donuts, goes for coffee, whatever we need. Little odd jobs like sweeping up the studio, something like that.
Bing, I thought Bob Hope was the co-star.
Hope? Oh, no, not at all. We bring him around to sell the buttered popcorn in the lobby. That's his function. Does it very badly.
When will the film be coming out?
Well, I think it'll be out in the spring when the blossoms are bursting under a blanket of blue.
Blanket of blue.
Mm-hmm.
What's it about?
It's about a handsome, suave, devil-may-care man who meets a lovely lass while on an adventurous trip filled with excitement and foreign intrigue.
I thought you said Bob Hope doesn't have a big part.
I'm talking about me. I'm the handsome, suave, devil-may-care man.
Oh, who's your stand-in, Warren Beatty?
Warren Beatty. Get no pizzazz, that kid. No, I'll be doing all my own stunts, too.
Really?
Yes, you'll see me racing up the track at Le Mans to my waiting Vespa.
Well, you know, it's been quite a while, Bing, since you made your last road picture, and I understand the studio's planning a big, big promotion that day the film is released.
Oh?
Yes, there'll be dancing in the streets, balloon ascensions, meat market openings, one-cent sales. Honor in the honor of new Bing Crosby, it will be Bing's Day.
What's this Bing's Day now?
It's in your honor.
Get out.
No, in Union Square, here in San Francisco, the pigeons are going to fly in formation spelling out Bing Crosby, starring in The Road to Tomorrow.
In the sky?
In the sky, on the ground, all over.
I'll bring an umbrella. Well... we've got a lot of great talent that'll be with us tonight to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the United States Navy. And since we're saluting the Navy, I'd like to lay a little roundelay on the guys and gals in Navy blue who are listening over the American Forces radio network throughout the world. It's a little ditty that I recently recorded when I was over in London for a firm called United Artists, and it's called, That's What Life is All About.
life is like an open book, and as I glance back through the pages, I see the chances I often took, though I was never too courageous. Life's never easy all the time. The hills you climb often lead nowhere. Of ups and downs, I've had my share. That's what life is all about. I've known success, some mild acclaim, and thinking of it gives me pleasure. And I've had some stress, the scars remain, when Lady Luck gave me short measure. When things went wrong, I'd fake a smile, but that's my style, 'cause I've been around. And having been around, I've found that's what life is all about. It's been a joy, I can't deny. Though some may think I took things lightly, but man, boy, I looked on high and never failed to thank him nightly. When I look back, I can't forget the friends I've met and the things they've done. I thank them all. It's been great fun. As for me, I have no doubt. That's what life is all about. That's what life is all about.
You know, one of the musical legends of our time was the first band leader for the New Armed Forces Radio Network back there in 1942. He was Major Meredith Wilson then, and of course Meredith has gone on to be a successful composer, conductor, and arranger. His talents are abundantly evident in Songs from the Music Man. He wrote them all. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Meredith Wilson. Well, Meredith, we've certainly worked a time or two together, haven't we?
Those radio programs came back to me as you were speaking for Armed Forces Radio, and they were good days, weren't they?
Weren't they wonderful days when we were working, you know, two or three shows a week, guest appearances here, movies there, Armed Forces Radio, very, very busy times.
Yes, indeed. But whenever the USO called or the Armed Forces.
Oh, man, we'd come a-running.
Yeah, we would.
What are you going to play for the guys and gals overseas tonight, Mary?
What'd you say, Bing?
What are you going to play for the guys and gals overseas?
Thought I'd give you an extra line.
I'll lay it in there, yeah.
Why, I tell you, if I understood your question, what am I going to play for the guys and gals overseas? Well, seriously, I'd like to play something from the Music Man.
Anything to do with trombones?
How about 76 of them?
Oh, that sounds like quite a battery. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, there you go.
Back in the days when Treasure Island was an exposition, radio was magic. You could close your eyes and see Jack Benny's vault. You could see the door on Inner Sanctum, or even travel down the street to an address called 79 Wistful Vista.
Operator? Give me 267. Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? Oh, that's great. No, I was just planning to call Doc Gamble. No, nothing serious. He borrowed my lawnmower last month and hasn't returned it. Yeah. It will be serious in another week on account of because I won't be able to see the street from my front window. What's that? Your cousin got a job where? As a foreman. Gee, I'm glad to hear that, Mert. You know, I was a foreman for a watchworks back in Peoria once. Yeah. I never told you about my work at the watchworks. Well, lean back, Mert, and I'll tell you. Well, sir, when I went to work in there as foreman over the workmen working on watches at the watchworks, they had a bad situation going on account of because every one of the watchworks workers was a clock watcher at heart. And even while they were working on watches, they were busy watching the clock. Now, if there's anything I hate to watch around the watchworks, it's a clock-watching watchmaker who should be making watches and watching the watches he makes. So, I hired me a night watchman to watch the nights and a day watchman to watch days and a watchman to watch both watchmen try to make the watchmen watch the watchmakers and stop watching their stopwatches, and did I give those watchmen the work? Hold the phone, Mert. I think it's the postman at the door. Oh, you must be the new postman.
Well, who do you think I am, Santa's helper?
Well, you could have fooled me.
Listen, Daddy. The government just pays me to deliver the mail. I don't have to listen.
Okay. Oh, don't get yourself in an uproar. Just give me the mail.
Not so fast. Now, here's a letter from your sister asking for her sweater she left here when she visited over July 4th. Oh, and here's a bill for your electricity. My, but your bill is high this month. And here's a note from that boy's mother who broke your window last week. And here's your telephone bill for $14. Talkie, talkie, talkie. And here's a letter from the Navy.
Hey. How come you didn't open this letter from the Navy?
Oh, we government people never spy on each other.
Well, thanks for the mail, I think.
It's so long, cheerful.
Yeah. You still there, Mert? Yeah, that was the postman. The nerve of that guy reading all my mail before I could open it. Wait a minute, I got a letter here from the Navy. I'll open it and see what it says. Oh, my gosh. Listen to this, Mert. I have been asked to participate in a special radio program to salute the United States Navy on its 200th anniversary. Wow, they're older than I am. And it's signed by Rear Admiral Coughlin himself. Let's see, what's the date for this program? Oh, my gosh, it's tonight. Hey, Mert, I gotta run. What? No, I don't know what I'm gonna wear. Huh? Sure, I was in the Navy. Hey, that's a great idea. I'll just get out in my old Navy uniform and I'll wear that tonight. Okay, Mert, I gotta run now. Right, so long. Now, let's see. Where'd I put my old Navy uniform? In the garage? No. I know where it is. It's right here in the hall closet. I'll get it out of here for you. Ah. straighten out that closet one of these days.
You are listening to a special radio salute to the United States Navy on its 200th anniversary from the home of the 12th Naval District Base at Treasure Island in California. We'll return for more in just a moment.
This is a special edition of Command Performance USA, broadcasting from Treasure Island 12th Naval District over the facilities of American Forces Radio on the occasion of the United States Navy's 200th anniversary.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, in this special edition of Command Performance, we will feature that delightful singer from the Opera House to sing the aria from La Traviata, and she will be accompanied by...
Uniforms today.
Bugs Bunny!
What's up, Doc?
Bugs, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to add a little class to your show. So me and my friends all came down here to salute the Navy.
Oh, wonderful. But, Bugs, we're going to feature this lovely lady with the opening aria here right now.
Hey, get the rhinoceros off the stage. We don't need her.
Now, look what you've done. A prize opera singer, the highlight of the show. Who are we going to replace her with?
Well, I got my friend Daffy Duck here. He can do that trivia stuff.
Daffy Duck sing opera?
Yes, sir. You're darn shooting.
Look, we can't use Daffy Duck for an opera number.
Now listen here, Buster. Don't you think I got class?
You're also wet, too.
I'm sorry.
It's not that, Daffy. It's just that we didn't plan on having you guys on the show, that's all.
You didn't plan on having us on the show, huh? Why, I never heard of such a thing. I am mortified.
Bugs, this is a Navy show.
Yeah, but the Navy spends all its time in the water, right?
Right.
Well, so does Daffy. In fact, he ought to be a lieutenant. Don't you think he qualifies, Doc? Yes, sir.
Well, now that I think about it.
Oh, come on, Doc. We want to precipitate in this here anniversary to the Navy, too.
Well, Bugs, it's just that I don't know, well, you know, what you could possibly
do. Hold on there, son.
Well, it's Foghorn Leghorn. Foghorn.
Now listen here, son. You give that rabbit a part in this here show, or I will...
Look, I'll tell you what we'll do, Foghorn. Why don't you pick out somebody that you think can sing, and I'll go along with it. But Bugs or Daffy are out. That's all there is to it.
Well, let me see now. You don't want Bugs or Daffy?
No.
What about Yosemite Sam?
He can't sing?
Well, I got a better point here, son. Look, what about Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird, that's a deal. We'll let Tweety Bird sing.
All right, son, I'll call him. Hey, Tweety, come in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tweety Bird.
Oh, I thought I saw an admiral. I did see an admiral. I am a little tiny bird, my name is Tweety Pride. I live inside my bird cage, a hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat who's after me and won't let me alone. I thaw a pretty cat that's creeping up on me.
You better stop, Pretty Cat. That Pretty Cat is...
suffering suckish ass.
Marvelous, man. Really.
Born on Broadway, Corliss Archer delighted thousands in the hit play by F. Hugh Herbert. But on radio, in the person of Janet Waldo, she became a favorite of millions, never without a sponsor. Janet as Corliss and Sam Edwards as Dexter, the boy next door, were America's typical post-World War II teenagers. Corliss continued to be popular on network radio long after the onslaught of television. And you'll be pleased to know that in real life, Corliss and Dexter are happily married, but not to each other. Mrs. Sam Edwards is a successful public relations executive, and Janet Waldo is married to the famous Robert E. Lee, and the famous playwright, not the general. And now here's Meet Corliss Archer.
Hello. Oh, hi, Mildred. I can't talk long. I'm going out with Dexter. Fight, but just because a person has a fight with another person, that doesn't mean that that person can't make up with that person. Hey, did you finish the English assignment? How about that Romeo and Juliet? Perfect love. Boy, I sure could live happily ever after with a man who loved me so much he'd die for me. What do you mean with Dexter? How would you know? Dexter has many qualities that are very much like Romeo. He scares me sometimes. Mildred, don't talk that way about Dexter. He's never repulsive on purpose. He's really a dream. No, Mildred, not a nightmare. Well, I'm not blaming you. After all, how could you know how dear Dexter is? He's never whispered soft words of love into your ear. I hope. Well, I've got to go, Mildred. Romeo is in the driveway. Come on in, Dexter. I'm on the back porch.
Hi, Corliss.
Hi, Dex.
Oh, gosh, it's good to be back together again. I sure was getting tired of that trial separation.
Oh, it was a real trial for me too, Dex.
Yeah. I'm sorry we tried it.
I can hardly remember what it was we were fighting about.
I don't want to remember.
After all, why should we be miserable when being happy is so much fun?
Yeah. You know, what could... Really, that you could do that would make me happy, Corliss?
Well, whatever it is, all you have to do is just ask me, Dexter, and I'll do it.
Yeah?
Dexter Franklin, I certainly hope you're not thinking anything.
Oh, no, Corliss. You know me. I never think.
That's what I like about you.
Well, I was just going to ask you not to do something.
Oh, why?
Well... I get nervous when you keep saying that you never want to see me again as long as you live. Especially when you keep saying it about every 10 minutes. I get insecure.
Aw, poor Dexter. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll never ever say I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Honest?
For as long as I live. And we'll never have any more fights, will we, Dex?
Heck no.
Oh, you're so romantic. I love you too much to fight with you.
Yeah, me too. Corliss, just one more thing.
What, Dex?
Well, when we were having that trial separation, you went out with somebody, didn't you?
Only Morton.
Yeah, Morton. You didn't happen to let him kiss you, did you?
Oh, of course not, Dexter. He didn't even try.
The dope?
Oh, Dexter.
Say, speaking of kissing...
Oh, sure, Dex. Here.
Holy cow! Oh, Betty Campbell could never kiss like that.
What? You mean you kissed her?
Well, now, wait a minute, Corliss. I didn't mean that.
You actually let that first out blonde kiss you on the lips with her tangerine
lipstick? I was only trying to tell you.
Oh, you gigolo. You beast. You flatterer. I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Oh, no.
Janet? Sam? Janet Waldo, Mrs. Robert E. Lee, the famous wife of the famous playwright, Mr. Bob Lee of Lawrence and Lee. What are some of the things he's done?
Well, I'll only name his hits, okay?
Right.
He and his partner wrote Inherit the Wind, mm-hmm. and Mame, and Auntie Mame, and The Night Thoreau Spent in Jail, and The Gang's All Here.
Little
and
things.
They're currently working on a new play about the Supreme Court, about the first woman in the Supreme Court, played by Jean Arthur, and Mel Douglas is
Jean
also
Arthur.
Starring.
Isn't that one?
Plus.
She's not happy at all, is she? You know. Good. Janet Waldo.
There's no vitality.
Right. Sam Edwards of the famous Edwards family. You started right here in San Francisco, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you and your brother and your dad.
The whole family.
Yes, and you're working in pictures and enjoying
yes,
yourself.
Yes, I've been very busy. I've been doing a lot of TV shows such as SWAT and Cannon, the Streets of San Francisco. And in fact, I was up here a couple of weeks ago doing an off-camera commercial for, shall I say, the product Chevron.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll cut it out. Don't worry about it.
Maybe they'll give me some free gas.
But here's the only... You got enough of that.
Touché.
Here's the only fine, clean, young, juvenile actor that can play the dirtiest old men in television and motion pictures. Janet Waldo, Sam Edwards.
Thank you. Here's Meredith Wilson once again leading the 12th District Band with Washington Post March.
Visits us now is a gal who wowed him right here at Treasure Island in 1939 at the ripe old age of 13. And then she went on to have a million seller in 1942 with the Cow Cow Boogie. And she's been going strong ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, Ella Mae Morse.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Bing.
Ella, dear girl, this brings back the days when we worked together on radio, doesn't it?
Oh, wow.
It's nice to see the cow-cow kid looking so good.
Oh, thank you, Bing. You know, I remember that you were here on Treasure Island on a sunny October Sunday afternoon in 1939, too.
Yes, I think my mother brought me.
I know my mother brought me.
I hope.
No, in the Temple Compound Amphitheater.
Well, I was a child prodigy, I guess. You know, Ella, our guys and gals around the globe would like to hear a taste of your Morse code. What are you going to sing for us?
I think I'd like to start out with Cow Cow Boogie.
Ain't any better way.
Out on the plains, down here, there to be, I met a cowboy, right in the range one time. I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. He was a ditty, he learned in the city, from a tie, from a tie, yip, till the eye, get along. Get hip, little dog, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little dog, and it's rock to on down the old fair way. Think of this cow, cow, boogie, in the strangest way. From a tie, from a tie, yip, till the eye. Think of this cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knock out western accent. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a brand new breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. From a tie, from a tie, yip till the eye. Fairway, think of this cow-cow boogie in the strange way. Mama die, mama die, yip till the eye. Yip, yip, singing his cowboy song. Yip, yip, as he was jogging to the low. Yip, yip, he sings with a Harlem touch. Yip, yip, that guy is just too much. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strange way. Mama die, yip, yip,
really spirited, really. What little gem are you going to lay on us now, Ella?
Oh, this one's kind of sentimental, Bing, because it always reminds me of my dad. He was an old sea dog.
Sea dog.
And about 2 days after he went into the Navy, I made this recording. I hope you remember it. Go. You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the Navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye. As he said his last goodbye, shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Now don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I call back, will you be glad to be? It seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's got to be rough now so that he can be sweet to another man. Shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Off to the seven seas. To the seven seas. Bye bye, baby. Shoo, shoo. Happy birthday, Nelly.
Great. And we got a lot more entertainment coming along on this special edition of Command Performance. You know, I just got word that the Navy's sending over a Marine photographer to grab my picture at the microphone. I think I look rather natty in my Palm Beach seersucker with the patent leather lapels and my tie-dyed cravat by Countess Mara. Now, all I need is the right photographer to catch my neatly chiseled features. Can't be just any guy with a camera. He's got to be a man with soul. I require a painter, a poet, a genius with lens and shutter.
How do you do that?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Private Sad Sack.
Are you the expert photographer?
Oh, an expert cameraman. I'm a wizard at photography. I specialize in double expose. I've got the finest equipment. Tinning is one of my strong points. What's a camera?
Private, you must be joshing.
No, I'm just kidding. Here's a picture that I took on the base yesterday.
Oh, let's see it. Who's this Marine on the left?
Oh, he's my best friend. He's my bosom companion. My bosom. There's some crummy corporal.
Well, this thing here, look here. This didn't seem to come out so well. Did you develop it in the dark room?
Oh, no. I never use a dark room.
You don't use a dark room?
No, I just blindfold myself. Gee, that's a nice outfit you have on.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just an old rag I found lying in the bottom of the closet.
Well, who am I supposed to take a picture of?
Me. Don't you know who I am?
Well, you're not Elton John.
You mean you really don't know who I am? Well, here's a hint. Road to Singapore, road to Hong Kong, road to Morocco.
Oh, Rand McNally.
Haven't you seen any of my road pictures?
I get car sick.
This is dreadful. Let me give you another hint. When you think of hope, what do you think of?
It's Social Security.
Well, you're not too far from right there, I'll tell you something. Let me give you another hint. Where the blue
of the night
meets the gold
of the day.
Someone
waits for
me.
Hey, that's pretty good. Let's do another one.
Just made that one.
Hey, do you know Old Man River?
Wait a minute now. You mean you still don't know who I am?
Well, now I know for sure you're not Elton John.
No, I'm glad I got that over.
Give me another hint.
Well, what if I said Bing? What would you say?
Bong.
This boy needs a medical discharge, I think. No, it's Bing. You know Bing. That's the first name. Bing, and the last name starts with a C. Bing?
Cherries?
Oh, come on. I don't know what I'm going to do with this boy. I tell you what, let me paint this mental picture for you. Soft lights, sweet music, a sandy beach in the South Pacific. A handsome man wooing a lovely sarong draped lass.
Oh, and now I know who you are.
I knew he'd get it. This would get him. So you figured it out, huh, Private?
Sure. You're Bob Hope.
Wouldn't you know old Stinos are getting this script somewhere? No, I'm the other one.
You're Dorothy L'Amour. You look different in person.
This fellow will never make corporal, I'll tell you that. Look, Private, I'm Bing Crosby. You know, singer, actor, man about town.
In that outfit?
No, never mind. Why don't you just take the picture? Now, which is my best side, do you think?
How about a picture of your back?
I think you misunderstood me. I said my best side, not my backside.
Well, why don't you stand over there by the chrysanthemum? Why don't you stand over there by that chrysanthemum? By that plant over there?
Okay, here I am. Now, how's this?
Great. Now I'll just count to three.
All right, I'm ready.
I just like to say that Mr. John Jensen wrote that routine, and I think it's just wonderful, John. Just great. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a treat for you. We have an organization called the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters, and around the world, people collect old radio like you do and the nostalgia, some of it you've heard tonight. We'd like to ask you to listen now to some theme songs of your favorite shows of the golden days of radio. Marty?
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
The Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, clip you so help me, I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturt, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you, transcribed by Chicken of the Sea, the greatest name in seafood. Tonight, our guest is Nelson Eddy.
Nothing is permanent in this life except the love of a kind and understanding heart. An imperishable monument to the truth that life can be beautiful.
Campana's Italian Bomb presents the first night of program, Coast to Coast. Theater time, Broadway. Once again, a new play, a story never told before, makes its bow from the stage of the little theater off Times Square. In the star parts this evening is S. Tremé.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's Soups are. Good. Campbell's Soups invite you to meet Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo.
From Hollywood, Crisco and Ivory Snow bring you Glamour Manor. Every day at this time, Monday through Friday, Procter & Gamble, makers of wonderful Ivory Snow for longer life for your fine washables.
And Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening.
Bring you Glamour Manor with the songs of Mac McClain and the music of Harry Lumen and his orchestra, and starring Cliff Arquette. the Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Bud Steffen, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. History shows that many a genius flowers late in life. At 50, Darwin wrote the monumental Origin of Species. At 85, Farwell Dilworthy tried to carve a canoe paddle with his bifocals on and thus invented the mustard spreader. At 67, Norton W. Aspenloop tripped over his groceries, got molasses all over the fruit, and the world is richer for the taffy apple. And at 79, Wistful Vista, that is, another middle-aged genius is hard at work on his great idea. As we meet, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Saluting the United States Navy on its 200th anniversary. And during that 200 years, we've had the protection and the respect of the officers, the men, and the women of our Navy. You know what I think would be very nice? I really think it'd be nice if we could assemble our entire cast of this special command performance, ask our studio audience to join us in singing Anchors Away. Wouldn't that be great? Hit it. Special session of command performance. Really, it's been an absolute pleasure and a delight to be a part of this special program. On behalf of our performers and our staff, I want to say thank you for joining us. To you guys and gals around the world, and especially to you people in the Navy Blue, I want to say a happy 200th anniversary and thanks for the job well done. This is Bing Crosby saying good night.
And this is Bill Baldwin making the last round of the International Beat and noting that this special edition of Command Performance, Treasure Island, was produced as a salute to the officers, men and women of the United States Navy in commemoration of its 200th anniversary. Guests appearing in alphabetical order were Mel Blanc, Bing Crosby, Sam Edwards, Esther Geddes, Jim Jordan, Tyler McVeigh, Frank Nelson, Alice Reinhart, Les Tremaine, Janet Waldo, Viola Bond, Albert White, Ella Mae Mars, Meredith Wilson, and Hal Wolf. Directors were Tyler McVeigh and Bill Baldwin. Portions of this program were written by Bill Baldwin Jr., Mel Blanc, Les Tremaine, Jim Watt, and John Jensen. The 12th Naval District Band is under the direction of Master Chief Musician J.J. Connor and Chief Musician Jack Miller. Sound effects were handled by Juan Trasvino and Paul Smith. The program was engineered by Hal Ashby, Marty Halperin, Don Geese, and Bill Moriyama. This program is produced through the cooperation of the USO and through facilities of radio station KMPX in San Francisco. It was produced and created by John Jensen. Travel arrangements were made by PSA, Pacific Southwest Airlines, and Western Airlines. Hotel accommodations for our cast and crew, the Golden Gateway Holiday Inn in San Francisco.
We also wish to thank the American Federation of Television and Radio Audience for their cooperation in this endeavor, as well as Musicians Local 6 in San Francisco. And lastly, the cooperation of the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters for their contribution. This is Bill Baldwin speaking to you from Treasure Island, Naval Station, California, USA. This is the American Forces Radio Service.
And that's all, folks.
Hey!